China and India are the two biggest countries in the world by population. They both have around 1.4 billion people each. And these two countries represent more than a third of all of the people on planet Earth. Over the last 30 years, both countries have worked tirelessly to grow their economies. And China is now the second largest economy in the world, and India comes in at number six. However, a recent report by Goldman Sachs forecast that China will overtake the USA as the largest economy in the world by 2035, and that India will become the second largest economy by 2075. So these two Asian nations are now converting their people power into economic power. But as history has shown us time and time again, as countries grow in power, so does tension. And we're now seeing real tension between China and India. And in this video, I want to ask the question, what would happen if there was a war between the two countries? Now, you may think that that's a ludicrous statement. Why would India and China even consider going to war? But if I was to tell you that these two countries actually did go to war in 1962, and since that time, there remains a very uneasy border dispute between the two countries. And as recently as December 2022, there were clashes between the two military powers.
Indian and Chinese troops have clashed along a de facto border on India's eastern tip, resulting in injuries on both sides. India's defense ministry said the clash occurred last week on Friday along the so-called line of actual control, or LAC, in the Tawang sector in India's Arunachal Pradesh state. China claims the entire state is part of its territory. Both India and China have their own perception of where the LAC, the de facto border between both countries, lies. It's a more than 3,000-kilometer disputed border that extends from Arunachal Pradesh in the east to Kashmir in the west. The LAC has been the scene of a tense face-off between India and China after troops of both countries engaged in deadly hand-to-hand fighting in an area called Galwan in June 2020.
The Himalayan border between India and China is one of the world's hottest flashpoints. Since the war between the two nuclear powers in 1962, there's been a fragile peace along the demarcation known as the Line of Actual Control. Here, People's Liberation Army troops face soldiers from the Indian Army in an uneasy standoff. A resurgent China is flexing its muscles in the region. There are fears this could crank up tensions with India, which is about to overtake China as the world's most populous nation. New Delhi wants to prove India has the military power to match its growing economic strength. In both countries, displays of strength in the border dispute go down well with a domestic audience. There are long-standing agreements forbidding the use of firearms along the ill-defined border. When the two clashed in 2020, troops fought hand-to-hand with spears and clubs in the Galwan Valley of Ladakh. At least 20 Indian and 4 Chinese soldiers were killed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India would stand its ground.
India wants peace, but if provoked, we are capable of giving an appropriate response.
Last week's incident saw up to 400 People's Liberation Army soldiers clash with Indian troops in Arunachal Pradesh. China played down the tensions between the two countries.
The China-India border areas are generally stable, and the two sides have maintained smooth communication through diplomatic and military channels.
But overall, relations between India and China remain tense. Beijing is particularly upset about India's participation in the Quad Security Dialogue, which also includes the US and American allies Japan and Australia.
So in this video, we're going to look at the history of the tension between India and China. Look at what happened in the previous conflicts, and there have been multiple conflicts over the course of the last 50 years, and ask the question as to whether or not we could see India and China embarking on a full-scale war at some point in the near future. For more than 300 years, China and India have been the largest countries in the world by population. At the start of the 19th century, China's population of 330 million represented around 33% of all people on planet Earth, whilst India's population of 200 million represented around 20%. Over the course of the 19th and 20th centuries, both countries grew rapidly. And by the turn of the millennium, China had a population of 1.3 billion, and India was not far behind with 1.1 billion. In order to address the rapid growth in population, China introduced a one child per family policy in the 1980s. And this policy resulted in a slowdown in the birth rate and had a detrimental impact on the growth of the population. As a direct consequence of this, at the end of 2022, China announced its first fall in population since 1961, and India has now overtaken China as the most populous country in the world. China's population is now forecast to continue declining, while India will reach a peak of over 1.6 billion by 2050, making it by far the largest country. But the real problem for China doesn't lie with the sheer number of people, it's the demographics. Since the introduction of the one-child policy, China has experienced an aging population, and this is now starting to cause problems with regards to the workforce and the future growth of the economy. But this situation is not affecting India, which still has a high birth rate and a much younger demographic profile. And India is utilizing its youthful workforce to challenge China as a growing economic power. India and China share a border that is more than 2,100 miles long, and this is located in a mountainous area of the Himalayas. Now, drawing up a boundary between two countries is always difficult because all parties need to sit around the table and decide exactly where the boundary lies. However, one of the problems that exists with regards to India's boundary with China relates to Tibet. India became part of the British Empire in 1858, and in 1914, the Foreign Secretary of British India, Henry McMahon, formally agreed the boundary between India and Tibet at the Simla Convention. Now, the main problem with this arrangement is that China did not recognise Tibet as an independent country. And in 1950, the People's Republic of China annexed Tibet. And as they had not been party to any of the boundary discussions, did not recognise the boundary that had been drawn by Henry McMahon. In 1959, the Dalai Lama, who's the spiritual leader of the Yellow Hat School of Tibetan Buddhism, escaped the Chinese rulers of Tibet and moved to India. China accused India of deliberately orchestrating this move, and tensions started to rise between the two nations. These tensions rose further when India discovered that China had been constructing roads on its part of the boundary. The military tension between India and China continued over the course of the next 3 years. However, in a very surprising move, on October the 20th, 1962, China sent its troops over the border into the disputed territory. Now, the timing of this invasion, if you want to call it that, was very carefully designed. Because at that time, the two biggest powers in the world, the USA and Russia, were coming to a head over the Cuban Missile Crisis. Fidel Castro was Prime Minister of Cuba in 1959. And as a result of his close allegiance with the Soviet Union decided to build a nuclear missile base on the island of Cuba. Now, as Cuba is less than 300 miles from the southern tip of Florida, the building of a nuclear missile base by the Soviet Union on the island caused a lot of consternation in the USA. And on the 16th of October 1962, John F. Kennedy, who was the president of the USA at the time, placed a naval blockade on Cuba to prevent further Soviet shipments of missiles. This was the first time in the Cold War era that the USA and the Soviet Union had come head-to-head, and the potential for a nuclear war was at an all-time high. And between the 16th of October and the 29th of October 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis dominated the news, and everybody was on the edge of their seat waiting to see what was going to happen. Now, ultimately, the Cuban Missile Crisis did not lead to a nuclear war, because on the 28th of October, Russia confirmed that all work on the missile base would be halted and that all missiles would be returned to the Soviet Union. So in the grand scheme of things, this turned out to be a storm in a teacup. However, during that period, whilst both of these superpowers were preoccupied, China decided to send troops into the disputed territory with India. And this is important because it meant that India was isolated. It was unlikely that the USA was going to team up with India during that period because it had its eyes focused on something much, much bigger, closer to home. The 1962 war between India and China lasted from the 20th of October to the 20th of November. The war itself took place in the Aksai Chin area of Kashmir, which is an area actually disputed by three nations, India, China and Pakistan. Both India and China claim that the entire region should be part of their territory. However, Pakistan has also staked the claim to the majority of the area, and this has caused three-way tensions. As India had not been expecting this military offensive, China initially made good progress in the area. However, over the course of the war, India sent reinforcements to the area, and unofficial reports state that over 700 Chinese soldiers were killed and around 1,400 wounded, while India suffered around 1,400 deaths and over 1,000 soldiers were wounded. 400 Indian soldiers were also reported as having been taken as prisoners of war. As the war progressed, it was reported that the Prime Minister of India had written two letters to President Kennedy asking for squadrons of fighter jets and modern radar systems to be sent to the area to defend India. And as news of this request circulated, a ceasefire was agreed and the war ended. After a period of prolonged peace, more fighting started between the two countries in August 1967. And following numerous confrontations, it was reported that 88 Indian soldiers had been killed and 163 wounded, whilst China lost 340 men and 450 were wounded. Now, over the course of the next 50 years, things remained relatively relaxed between the two nations. There were a few minor incidents, however, these tended to be non-physical confrontations, and the two countries agreed that any future confrontation should not involve any firearms. However, in May 2020, during the COVID-19 pandemic, China accused India of building roads and tunnels and refurbishing airfields close to the boundary that was raising military tension. And as a result of this, it sent its troops into the disputed area. As the two nations had agreed that no firearms would be used in any future disputes, the Chinese soldiers were armed with sticks and batons, and hand-to-hand fighting between the two groups of soldiers took place on the boundary. 20 Indian soldiers died as a result of the violence, and it's reported that at least 4 Chinese soldiers died also. Now, following on from this incident, footage has also been released of another skirmish that took place in September 2021, when Chinese soldiers broke through a barbed wire barrier delineating the boundary of the two countries. And a further battle has now been reported to have taken place in December 2022 between the two nations. So things are really starting to heat up between India and China. So what's the summary and conclusion? Well, when you look at what's going on with regards to these two nations, India recently surpassed China as the largest country in the world. It now has the biggest population. And that's the first time that China has been displaced as the largest country in the world for hundreds of years. But as I mentioned earlier in this video, it's not just the sheer number of people, it's the demographic profile of China that's causing problems. China has a reducing birth rate, it's got a shrinking population, and it's got an aging population. The people of China are getting older, and that's going to cause a multitude of problems for China over the course of the next few years. The Chinese workforce is going to diminish in size, and the pressure on the state to support the aging population is going to be huge. And at the same time as that is happening, India is growing larger, both from a population and an economic point of view, and it's now challenging China. And the other thing that India is doing that China doesn't like is that it's getting closer to the USA. It's part of the Quad Alliance alongside Japan and Australia. And as the tensions between the USA and China rise, that's causing more and more of a problem. Now, on top of all of this, we've got the ongoing situation of the war in Ukraine. Now, China so far have remained neutral. They haven't teamed up with Russia, but they still have a strong trading relationship with Russia. And that's now starting to cause problems as the USA is identifying Chinese companies that are dealing with Russia, and sanctions are now being applied against various Chinese entities. So as things move forward, we may see a global split. Russia is looking for allies right now. It's selling a lot of oil to China and India, but it's looking for long-term relationships and reaching out to China. Now, the USA does not want that to happen, and tensions are rising between the two countries. And as that tension rises, the bond between the USA and India is getting stronger, and that's causing tension between India and China. So to go back to the question that I asked right at the beginning of this video, is it feasible that we could see a war between the two largest countries in the world? Could India and China embark on a fully fledged war? Not just a skirmish along the border with sticks and stones, but would this be an actual military conflict? Well, the answer to that question is yes, it is a possibility, because both nations are growing in terms of their economic importance. They're both growing in terms of their military power, and both want to be seen as a genuine world superpower. So neither of them will want to back down in the event of any form of dispute. So if China does decide that it wants to keep pushing these boundaries, literally, and sending its soldiers into these disputed territories, then at some point India may decide that it wants to push back with force, and it may decide that it wants to call upon other people to support it in this action to tell China to back off. If that happens, you could imagine that China would want to show its military strength. It will not want to be dictated to by India or the USA or anybody. And that's the point when we could see real tension rising. And I'm sure Russia would then be licking their lips, thinking this is fantastic. This is just what we want, a global split. We can team up with China. The USA can team up with India and the rest of the world. And we'll have two completely different worlds. And the Cold War will be reinvented. So there is definitely a possibility that this could happen. Let's hope for everybody's sake it doesn't, because the last thing that we all need right now is a new Cold War. Thank you for watching this video all the way through to the end. If you've liked what I've said today, please give me a thumbs up, and why not subscribe whilst you're here.